honestly, I'd never thought write on my own. I do things with Dawn. That's what I do. And so I had to sort of come up with something. And I came up with that character, which
fully
we'd done
formed
in a sketch.
Straight away.
No, well, it was for half form because we'd done it as a sketch. Me and Dawn had done that character as a sketch, and she'd played the daughter. And you know, that's obviously very angry. She didn't get the part eventually. so we came up with it. Came up with it. Yeah.
And it has proved to be extraordinarily.
Yes, it's had legs.
It has had legs. And also all sorts of other body parts as well.
Lots of other body parts. Yeah, who'd have thought? Never considered that, actually. I never considered it that it would become.
Was it?
What it
I can't remember. Was it a hit straight away? Or was it one of those overnight sensations that took forever?
A slow burn, actually. That's what I remember. I don't remember thinking, oh, we'll definitely get a second series or anything like that. I think it was a bit of a slow burn. And I think it kind of got better as it went along, and it got more sort of, it became more itself, you know, less acted. certainly on my part, less acted.
You always seem from afar to have been one of those people who's been relatively at ease with, fame's a silly word, but celebrity, whatever you want to call it, really.
Well, they call it celebrity now,
they do, don't they?
I know, you can't be famous anymore.
No,
you've got to be a celebrity. Everyone's a celebrity. I mean, it's like bizarre, isn't it?
Do you mind that? Do you mind being a celebrity? Or do you enjoy it? Or
I don't. I mean, to be honest, it doesn't.
It doesn't impinge upon me much.
I enjoy my job for the fact that I do that job. That I get a huge pleasure from, just the process of writing shows and doing shows and being in shows and making people laugh. That gives me the most pleasure. But being a celebrity, I mean, it's part of the game now, I suppose, isn't it? Everyone is.
Is there a negative side of all of that, though?
Well, I suppose that there must be. In the book, I've had a few rants. And they're rants I've been having for the last 10 years. But the second you come out and you have a book or something, suddenly people are listening, going, oh, she doesn't like the BBC. Oh, she doesn't like this. Oh, she doesn't like that, you know. And you think, oh, God, get over it. I mean, and some stuff in the paper annoys me sometimes because it's so sort of haphazard.
I mean, you say it isn't a misery book, and it certainly isn't.
No.
And, you know, you've had the whole cancer thing.
Yeah.
How did you feel writing about that and dealing with
Well, I didn't know whether to put it in or not, you know. And then I thought, well, it wasn't totally Miz. You know, I had some good times. I mean, it's true, because suddenly life stops and you don't do your job anymore, but you have this other job, which is getting over cancer. And it sort of takes over. It gives you a proper routine and a proper plan. It's the first plan I've ever had in my life. It was like made by the doctors. You know, you do this every day, you do that, you do this, and then you do that. And it was quite a discipline, actually. And so I thought, I can write about it. I felt it was like
learning to do a sport.
I am from the sort of, you know, you get on with it. Because if you're having chemotherapy, you have to have in your head, this isn't an illness you've got. This is the cure. So you have to kind of put a positive spin on it, which is, I think I'm sort of a more positive person, really.
I mean, I think that's one of the things that comes out through the book as well, though, isn't it? That positivity and that kind of quite sort of solid English get on with it attitude.
I am a sort of just pull your socks up kind of gal. Yes. Yes, and I did feel that because it's hard being ill, you know, and I did find myself wanting to entertain the doctors more than I probably should have, you know, and they're trying to tell me something serious and I'm trying to think of
the next line
that I can come up with to make him feel
better.
Were
you scared, though?
Yeah, there are times you're scared. Yeah, there's times when you just think, oh, no. When they say you've got to have chemotherapy, you think, oh, no. You know, there's times when it's absolutely bloody miserable. But also, I try and make it easier for them. You think, oh, someone's got to tell me something horrible now. Let me try and make it better for them.